Does this feel different than other openers for you? I'm sure.
Yes and no. I mean, different in the sense that it's right now. It's in the moment and it's time. I think the excitement of opening day, at least for me, it always feels new. It always feels there's something special about it. So in that sense, yeah, it feels different because it's this one. And I'm just thankful for the next one. It's always good to have another one.
Are there reasons you could play your best football of your career this year? And what might those reasons be?
Are there reasons?
Yeah. I mean, people want to call you an old man and all that, but you haven't been hit a ton, so maybe you got a lot left.
I don't know if there's reasons. I think every player across the league right now plans on playing the best ball of his career. I mean, that's everybody's focus. And so mine would be no different. I don't know if I don't look for reasons why, other than I think everybody wants to always be better than they were the last time they went out. And so no matter how good you play or whatever, you want to play well. So that's my focus. So I don't know if I can give you reasons other than I just want to play good football for this team, help us win.
Are you still real confident in this running game, considering what happened at the end of camp and to get to 53?
Yeah, I am. I think we're just fine. I trust our leadership, decision makers, and as far as right now too, the starting five has not changed as far as who we have up front. I feel confident in our running game. And again, like I've said before, running games a lot of times, and especially this week, it's the good ones. It's kind of a war of attrition. You got to get runs called, and you wear on people, and then you break big ones, and that's how you build a good running game. So when you're not played in a full game, you don't have kind of the full scope to do that. So I hope that, and that's our thought process, is that we'll be able to do that now.
Do you think this offense has made the most progress since it started?
I think the area that we've made the most progress in is just, I definitely feel like we've grown in the passing game as far as kind of, we have a lot, but narrowing down the things that we feel like we're going to be good at with our guys. And that's just what we said in training camp, is you learn who the guys that you have and what they're good at, and then being able to tailor it. So I think we've grown in that area. And you can almost say that about the running game too. I think we've, figured out some things that we feel like we'll be better at. And so I think that's the main area of growth, though, as I look at it, is the detail of the passing game and where we've come from the start of camp to now.
Did you throw the ball? When you were in Chicago, did you throw a lot to the backs there? Trestman likes to throw the ball to the backs. So is this kind of second nature for you?
Yes. I think, if you're going to be good at throwing the football in this league, the backs will be a part of it, especially in our system, because you're going to get yourself into games and things like that, especially if you're good at throwing the football where there's coverage. You're seeing coverage and drop coverage, and you got to play the ball underneath. And so absolutely, that's part of it. Had a fantastic back there in Matt Forte, who's able to do that for us. And so we feel like the guys here, with Crow and Sean and Duke and even Malcolm Johnson's skill set, there's a reason why he's here. And so we feel like those guys can work underneath and are very good in the passing.
Does Duke remind you of anybody that you played with?
Golly, that's tough. It's still early for him, so that's tough. But I say that because he's got a different skill set, maybe a little bit different than some of the guys I've played with. But his feel in the passing game reminds me a lot of how Matt Forte was in the past. Just the feel and his shake and all that stuff. So I'm anxious to see him continue to develop. We still haven't seen a lot of him. So we'll see as we bring him along.
Josh, the mindset different.
You've never taken anything for granted. 30-60, do you start to savor every snap?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm, because of my journey and the things that I've gone through, I think this back half I've taken it. I'm appreciative of those things that happened to me because it allowed me to. It really focused me on making the most of every day, really. And it's a great way to live. And I'm thankful for that. And it makes going out to practice, you know, going through training camp, practice, all those things. You know, whereas maybe there was a point in my career where it was kind of drudgery and, oh, here we go. It's like, man, you're excited to walk into a facility and have a place to work and all those things. And so absolutely very thankful for that.
Because I hear you, like, you yell Jim Gray's name. Were you always that guy?
I don't know. Not necessarily. I think it just part of having fun just something. You know, well, I don't know. I don't know why I did it the first time I did it, but now I do it every day to start practice. I find Jim, throw him a ball, and kind of get it going. And I just appreciate how Jim comes to work every day. He comes to work, and he's a pro's pro. He always knows what to do. He always works hard. And so I think it puts us all in a good mood to see Jim catch a ball to start a practice.
Josh, is the mindset different this week with Revis, Cromartie, the secondary? I mean, you guys are going to be running the ball more because of that?
Well, I'm not in the business of giving away game plans, but those guys are certainly good players. There's no question about it. And so you know where they're at on the field, and you adjust accordingly. But we have a plan of attack and the way we want to get after it. And we know that we still have to be able to throw the football and do those things. So again, we respect their abilities, especially, I mean, both of them. Tremendous ball skills. You know, you're talking about Reeve, you know, Magodown's one of the best corners to ever play, and Antonio is a very, very good player, and then Buster too, who you guys know from here last year. So they've got a good secondary, and we understand that, and so that'll be in our mind, whether we're running or passing. You know, we'll know what side they're on and how we want to attack them.
Why does Reeve going against so good? The secondary in practice help you think, get ready for it?
I mean, it's good for us because we, you know, throughout the spring in camp, having to go against guys like Joe and Tremont and Gip and Witt, it's just because we're such a good secondary, it raises your level. And so when you face a secondary like this, you know what it feels like to put balls in tight windows, to train yourself not to force throws and things like that. So definitely helps to have gone against our guys all spring. I would say what makes Reeve so good is just his efficiency and his footwork. He doesn't take a lot of false steps. He's such a smart player. He's always had a great skill set, but, you know, like with all of us as we get older, you can just see how smart he is, and that's really what comes through is the efficiency in his footwork and how he is on, especially on short to intermediate routes, just the way he breaks on things and I just really have a ton of respect for his game and the way he approaches it because you can tell by the way he plays it's not just the physical for him. It's the mental part that really separates him, and so I have a lot of respect for that.
Are you used to dealing with the pressure that how you play is going to determine how the Browns turn out?
Well, I've not dealt with that pressure from the Browns standpoint, obviously, but have dealt with that pressure, you know, ever since you strap up, you know, the helmet and cleats and play quarterback and decide you want to play quarterback. That's part of it, you know. And my little guy's a sixth grader and he's playing some receiver and playing some quarterback now. And it's funny we talk about that, you know, and talk about the influence that you have on the game and that you have on your team. And so it's the nature of this position, and I understand it, and, you know, you embrace it. And the beauty of what we have in our locker room is that we're a team, and we know that we're going to go out and win ball games together. And so it gives me confidence going into games, going, I don't need to, you know, overreach or step, at, you know, outside of myself, but just let the game come to me. And do my part to help this team win football games.
I know you've known Flip for a long time. How do you think he's going to do in his first time as a play caller? And is there any, not anxiety, but any wonder with what's he going to call and how's he going to do when it actually gets to week one?
No, you know, Flip's preparation week in and week out, and as detailed as he is, nothing's going to, you know, no stone's going to go unturned. And so I figure I think he's going to do great. you know, that's our expectation. And so we're going into things together, you know, and just as he's, you know, stood in front of the room from day one, and communicated clearly and had a plan for everything that we've done, and it'll be no different for Sunday. So so I have all the confidence in the world in him, and I know he does in me, and that's what you have to have in this relationship, is that, you know, I trust the plays that are going to come in, and he's going to trust me to you know, operate those, whether it's in the run game or in the pass game, you know, to put the football where he wants it. So so I think we both are at a spot where we're excited about this opportunity, understanding the newness of it for him. But at the same time, everybody had their first time out. It just, you know, nobody came in here, comes in this league as an experienced NFL coordinator. Your first time, it's your first time. So so we understand that. But even the best coordinators had their first time. And you know, we believe Flip's gonna be that. So this first game will be, you know, his first step towards that. So we're excited about it.
What are the Browns capable of this year? What are the Browns capable of in the 2000?
You know what? We're capable of being focused on the next game and going out and playing. And that's where our mindset is. You know, we're not into predictions or anything like that. It's just I think we're capable of you know, focusing on the Jets right now and then moving forward after that. But I think that message has been, you know, sent by Coach Pett. He's done a great job of just, that's all you can worry about is the things that we can control, and that's this week, and playing a very good Jets football team. So we're looking forward to that.
How important is it to win game one to beat them?
Well, it's important. It's just as important as every game. You know, we don't. It's just a different perspective than maybe you guys. From the outside in, we sit in here and we don't go, hey, you know, guys, let's lose these first two and then ride off 14 in a row. You know, I mean, our mindset is to win every single one, and everybody in the NFL understands that that's a tall order. Very few, you know, what, two teams in history that's ever gone undefeated. So, but everybody's mindset is to do that, and we're no different. We want to win every game, and so it's, you know, it's great to get off to a good start, no question. But it's the, like I just said, it's the game in front of us, and that's the one we're worried about, and we got to go win that one.
From a quarterback standpoint, when you look at a guy like Danny Shelton, his size, how quickly does he move for a big guy?
He's quick, man. He's quick, and he's wide, and so to have those two things said about you is probably a good skill set playing D tackle in the NFL, and so he's, you know. You guys saw him. He was disruptive in camp and you know, able to do some things. And so glad he's on our team. I think he's done a heck of a job. I don't know their side of the ball and how he's, you know, but I just watch him when we're going against him. And just the way he operates is he just has a good presence about him. He's different than a rookie. You know what I'm saying? He has this confidence about him. And I appreciate that. And it seems like he's going to help our defense. But I know from our side of it, just going against him, he's been tough on us.